Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and it's great to have your company here tonight. Thanks, as always, to everybody who has gotten in touch over the last week, be it through our website contact page, or your comments and reviews on social media or Apple Podcasts. And I try to make a special effort every couple of days to read through every single one of them. And it really does mean a lot to me and the team to have your support and to know that we're making a difference for a lot of people, particularly during this unique time, which I know is a source of anxiety for near enough everybody right now. So remember, if you follow us on social media, not only will you be able to reach out to us, you'll also have opportunities to vote on what you'd like to hear in future episodes. Last week, we released the first episode that we'd put together at the request of all you listeners, and that was The Myth of Maui. And we have plenty more on the way. Now, before tonight's story, I must give a quick shout out to BetterHelp for supporting this podcast. If you feel like there's something interfering with your happiness or stopping you from achieving your goals, it's so important to talk to somebody. The wonderful people at BetterHelp are always there for you. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. You'll find a really broad range of expertise available, and the secure online service can be accessed for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counsellor, and you'll receive timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions to speak directly to your counsellor. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counsellors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counselling, and financial aid is available. Why not visit their website, where you'll find tons of wonderful testimonials from people who have benefited from using BetterHelp. Go to betterhelp.com/getsleepy. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/getsleepy. Right now, they're kindly offering a special discount for our Get Sleepy listeners of 10% off your first month. So I wish all the very best to anyone who takes the first steps to a happier future and gives BetterHelp a try. Now, in tonight's story, Abby will read to us. On a relaxing afternoon with her grandmother, Sylvia makes a wish on a dandelion, and we'll have to listen to find out whether that wish comes true. So let's just take a moment to relax and unwind first. Give yourself a moment to acknowledge any thoughts that are lingering in your mind. Whatever those thoughts may be, they can wait until tomorrow. If you do find yourself having difficulty settling your mind, try visualizing your thoughts as small, light, fluffy feathers. These feathers can rest gently on your palm, each one representing a different thought. There may be just one or two, perhaps several feathers, and they may vary slightly in size, depending on how you feel about that thought. Whatever they look like, just watch them on your palm for a moment. Then, stretch your hand out wide. Take a deep breath in, and blow the feathers out of your palm. Let them float off in the soft breeze, so weightless that they drift into the air, and gradually fade out of sight. Now that you've let your thoughts gently float away, we can turn to our story. It begins on a sunny afternoon in a quaint, quiet neighborhood.
It was the end of summer. The air was warm and smelled of freshly mowed grass. Sylvia played outside in the backyard. In the shade of a thick grapevine canopy, it was nice and cool. Although the yard was small, it had all of the trappings of an enjoyable playground. A wooden swing hung from the thick branch of a cherry tree. A red bicycle with training wheels was parked near the fence. And right in the middle sat a big sandbox. Colourful toys were scattered across the sand like seashells on an oceanless beach. Assisted by her loyal dog, Picky, little Sylvia played with a set of baking toys. She fetched water from the kitchen in a small blue bucket. She managed to keep at least half of the water from splashing out on the way back to the sandbox, where she carefully poured some of the liquid into a basin in the sand. Mixing wet ingredients with dry ones was, after all, one of the first steps when baking. She enjoyed the grainy feeling of the wet sand between her fingers. It wasn't quite the same as cookie dough, and didn't bring the joy of a sweet treat, but it was still quite fun. Once she had the perfect consistency for sandy dough, it was time to choose a baking mold. A cupcake, a cookie, or a slice of cake? Sylvia said to Picky, who laid nearby. The cupcake mold was yellow, Sylvia's favourite colour, making it a top choice. But since her upcoming tea party had a guest, she also asked for his opinion. Picky had fallen asleep, stretched on a fresh patch of grass. He enjoyed the quiet afternoon, ideal for a trip to puppy dreamland. His breaths were calm, yet his ears still seemed alert. When the little girl asked her question for a second time, he opened one eye lazily. Unimpressed by the pretend food, he let out a high-pitched yawn and went back to sleep. A cupcake it is, Sylvia decided, as she pressed the grainy dough into the yellow toy. Just as her two cupcakes finished baking in the sun, footsteps patted across the back porch. Grandma walked slowly, holding a tray with two tall glasses. She complimented Sylvia's wonderful baking skills and suggested a glass of lemonade would pair perfectly with the cupcakes. Grandma often made lemonade. It was her favourite summer drink. Her secret was adding elderflower to balance the sour taste of lemon juice. The big flower heads with white blossoms looked like small clouds composed of minuscule stars. They tasted sweet and had a slightly musky smell. Sylvia gulped down her lemonade, forgetting all about her tea party. After all the baking, she had developed quite a thirst. The cold drink trickled down her throat, refreshing her immediately. It was the perfect mix between sweet and sour, like summer rain nourishing dry soil. Each sip felt light and crisp on her tongue. Sylvia thanked her grandmother, who smiled kindly. "Now help me with this tray, dear. Then we can go for a walk," she said. Hearing his favourite word, Picky woke up. After a few stretches, he wiggled his tail, hoping that Grandma would take him along. His big brown eyes were fixed on the little girl. Once she came back from the kitchen, it was time to exit the big brown gate. Behind this gate, there was a world full of possibilities. Living at the edge of the village had its perks. Rolling hills, tall trees, and meadows dotted with flowers were only a short walk away. They left home and headed toward the village outskirts. Like a true explorer, Picky took the lead. He sniffed every patch of grass, every lamppost. No potential outpost went unexplored. The quiet street bathed in the afternoon sunlight. A few girls sang while skipping rope, and a boy shot a basketball in his driveway. Everyone waved and said hello as they passed by. In a small town like this, nearly everyone knew each other. Sylvia looked at the neighbourhood houses. In her eyes, they looked like dominoes, all of similar shape and size. Their old facades in a variety of pale hues reminded her of watercolour paintings. Soon, they reached the village outskirts. Following Picky's fluffy tail, the old woman and her granddaughter made their way through thick, ankle-high grass. The air had changed. It was still warm, but bearing a sweet aroma reminiscent of flowers in bloom. A gentle wind moved the greenery back and forth. Cheerful birds swooped overhead in long, carefree loops. Picky was beside himself. Now freed from the confines of his leash, he explored every inch of the field. No path was left unsniffed. Each unassuming squirrel deserved a quick chase. Every puddle called for a muddy drink. Picky's vitality wasn't misplaced. The field was fully alive in all respects, and marked especially by delicate butterflies and grasshoppers at every step. Sylvia was particularly curious about grasshoppers. They were surprising creatures. Camouflaged in the colour of the grass, they used their long back legs to propel themselves into the air. While much slower, she always tried to hop with them. They were hard to keep track of after a few hops, though. On their walks, Grandma loved to talk about herbs and plants. It was one of her favourite topics. She could talk for hours in a field like this. Periodically, she stopped and, like a skilled magician, picked out the plant in her story from the vast sea of green. Sylvia always found this incredible, and Picky often tried to nibble the plant, thinking it was a treat. Sylvia loved Grandma's lessons. The little girl knew that if she paid close attention, one day she would be able to recognize plants by their appearance, their smell, and perhaps even their texture. For now, though, like most girls her age, Sylvia was more interested in creating colourful bouquets. The hills were sprinkled with so many colours. She picked poppies for the contrast between red and black, a few daisies with their white symmetrical petals, and bellflowers that came in shades of blue, violet, and pink. While her bouquets were polychrome, Sylvia had a clear preference for dandelions. The radiant flowers bloomed in her favourite colour, after all. Since Sylvia was already familiar with dandelions, she happily identified it herself, much to the pride of her grandmother. But Grandma always had more to teach. "Very well, dear," she said. "But what do we really know about dandelions? Let's take a closer look." Standing side by side, both of them leaned over to observe a tall yellow flower with five dark green leaves. The leaves had jagged edges and pointy tips. The stem, in a brownish green hue, was much thicker than that of most flowers in Sylvia's bouquet. Grandma mentioned that the dense flower heads only opened in daytime. Overnight they closed and fell fast asleep. "No wonder they're so pretty. They always get their beauty sleep," Sylvia thought. Before continuing, Grandma plucked a dandelion from the ground. Holding the root closer, they observed it more closely. Picky stuck his head in and sniffed it, only to discover that it wasn't worth eating. He trotted off to find something tastier. When broken, the dandelion stem and the leaves exude a white, milky substance. "How strange," Sylvia thought, and stretched out her index finger to touch it. Seeing her granddaughter's curiosity, the old woman talked about the flower's bitter taste. The mere mention of this made the little girl stick out her tongue in disgust, leading Grandma to let out a hearty chuckle. By now, the sun was sinking closer to the horizon. But Grandma had one more secret to share, something she knew that Sylvia would enjoy. Grandma carefully picked one of the wispy flowers. It was white and almost see-through. Sylvia was surprised to find out that this was also a dandelion. Its yellow petals had dried out, and each one of them had transformed into a seed. Sylvia had picked these ghostly flowers before, but because their seeds were so fragile, she was always left with bare stems. Following Grandma's example, Sylvia picked her own fluffy flower, being extra careful this time. Grandma closed her eyes and asked Sylvia to do the same. She only peeked once or twice, but seeing that Grandma was serious, she finally obliged. Following Grandma's instructions, Sylvia raised the dandelion close to her mouth. "Make a wish, dear," Grandma said, showing what she meant. It was amazing. Blowing the small white seeds sent them flying with the wind. Just like Grandma, Sylvia thought of a wish and blew on her dandelion. As if awoken by her breath, the fluffy seeds left the stem, freed to the movement of the wind. They dissipated in the air like sparkles of a magic wand. The little girl smiled. In her eyes, they looked like tiny parachutes. And as she followed the seeds with her eyes, Sylvia wondered which one of them would fulfill her wish. Even when the dandelion seeds were out of sight, Sylvia was still smiling. Picky returned, panting and wagging his tail, tired and content. Afternoon was fading into evening, so they needed to head back home. This time, Grandma led the way. While her granddaughter picked flowers, she stopped once or twice to collect elderflowers for tomorrow's batch of lemonade. The sun sank lower, uniting with the unchanging horizon, and the meadow's bright colours relaxed to slightly darker tones. The busy bees had finished their workday. Their buzz was being replaced by chirping. Like skilled musicians, a cricket orchestra rehearsed their songs honouring the moon. The village was immersed in an early evening lull as families came inside for the evening. Some of the small houses looked half asleep. It was quiet, but not silent. A dog barked in the distance, and two neighbours talked and laughed heartily. Once they arrived home and opened the brown gate, Picky went straight to his water bowl. Despite drinking from so many puddles, the long excursion had made him rather thirsty. After a satisfying drink, he carefully selected a stick and curled up on the porch to rest. Inside the house, Sylvia greeted her parents with a hug and a big, colourful bouquet of flowers. Her mom's face lit up. She held the flowers to her nose to enjoy their smell and whispered a grateful thank you. Her dad filled a vase with water and placed them front and centre on the kitchen table. Over dinner, Sylvia reenacted Grandma's dandelion lesson. She described the yellow and white dandelions and their incredible ability to fulfil wishes. By the end of their meal, Grandma was proud. Her granddaughter, however, wanted to know even more. Where did the seed's journey end? How many wishes could one make? And most importantly, how long did it take until her wish would come true? Sylvia's parents smiled at their child's boundless curiosity. After dinner, Sylvia went up to her room and changed into her pajamas. She insisted that Grandma tucked her in tonight. After a quick bedtime story, the old woman said goodnight and made sure that her granddaughter was snug in bed. "Sweet dreams, Grandma," Sylvia answered in a sleepy voice. Alone in her room, Sylvia enjoyed the warmth of her bed. The fresh sheets smelled like summer. Her pillow softly cushioned her tired mind. Sylvia closed her eyes and let her imagination drift to the field of dandelions. She was lying in the grass. Puffs of white encircled her. They too were ready to rest for the night. One by one, the round flower heads closed. It was a slow transition and satisfying like a long yawn. As her breathing softened, she thought about dry dandelions and their wish-fulfilling seeds soaring into the summer sky. like pixie dust, each one of them carried a hint of magic. And while she watched her own wish swirling in the air, the little girl drifted off to sleep. The next thing she knew, Sylvia found herself in the same room, but her toys were missing, and different paintings hung on the wall. An unfamiliar clock indicated that it was 1 p.m. She pushed the cover aside, her eyes fixed on an odd-looking lamp. Back on her feet, her body felt different, bigger and heavier than ever before. Sylvia walked slowly toward a big oval mirror. Its white, decorative frame reminded her of a fairy tale. For a moment, she thought about the magic of the dandelion wish. Then, looking in the mirror, her reflection confirmed what she had already assumed. In her dream, Sylvia's sunny blonde hair was thin and white. Her face had aged. And in this adult version, her cheeks wrinkled when she was smiling. Just like a dandelion, Sylvia had transformed. She left her room. The house was quiet. Though shaped the same, it appeared quite different than her childhood home. New pictures with smiling faces portrayed a family she only vaguely recognized. While looking around, she heard a playful giggle coming from the backyard. She walked outside. There, under overhanging grapevine, was a little girl riding a red bike. A small dog tried to catch up with her, running happily back and forth. "Grandma! Grandma!" the girl in the dream called to her. The girl got off the bike and ran up to Sylvia, excited. "Let's go for a walk." Sylvia smiled and happily agreed. The dog waited excitedly by the gate. The street was peaceful, its domino houses both different and the same. Driveways were filled with awfully fancy cars, not like the ones Sylvia was used to. A little boy still shot basketball. When they reached the meadow, Sylvia took a long, deep breath. Even in her dreams, she enjoyed the sunlight, the smell of fresh grass, and the music of nature. Next to her fluffy friend, the little girl picked flowers, arranging them into a colourful bouquet. Beautiful, bright dandelions were part of it, of course. Sylvia's heart swelled inside of her. This little girl also loved yellow. They spent the afternoon together, picking flowers and talking about plants. They studied jumpy grasshoppers and smiled at colourful butterflies. Sylvia now recognised all of the plants and shared her knowledge with the curious little girl. She talked about dandelions and their travelling seeds. Throughout the lesson, she felt the little girl's excitement in her own heart. And while they prepared to make a wish and blow towards the ghostly flower, the girl asked if dandelion wishes really come true. Sylvia paused for a moment, looking at the white, puffy flower between her fingers and the green field buzzing with life in the background. Knowing that her own dandelion wish had come true, she turned to the little girl and smiled. "They do," she said, So make sure you wish for something really special. The child's eyes beamed with hope. Together, they took a deep breath, closed their eyes, and blew thousands of tiny miracles into the wind.